Well, I'm astounded at the amount of sunlight here this year. It's sort of unendingly blasting at me. I think I'll have to put on my sacred sombrero to kind of like cool things down. You know, see how my accent changes there? I put on the old Texican Batman hat, and my accent just gets a little further south. And I mean, I just came back from Cuba, and I want to tell you that's south further than Texas. I never knew that before. Cuba is a good place to be. I can tell you that if you love music. But watch out for the mojitos. They're a lot stronger than the mosquitoes, and they will lay your weary body down. But then you're up and rumbling again, rumbering, as we say up here in the States. You're up rumbering down in Cuba. And one thing we have in common with the Cubans is a love for the music and the dance. And I was down practicing my dance steps to get ready for that. I was down in Texas, that little place down there called Camp Howdy, home of the Free Mexican Air Force. And give me a good mini Pearl Howdy. That's the way we like to greet you folks when you come down to Camp Howdy and you hang out with us down there, sit around in the campfire with us, you know, get to know us well and kind of searching for spiritual sport. And I was down there just getting ready for my Cuba trip and searching for spiritual sport. I was sitting in the campfire and out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre with dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. He took one look at us, and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, spit out a live coal, blew out a smoke ring, peered through the smoke ring, looked at me and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies?" I said, "Howdy, we're vegetarians. Well, simple people." He said, "Veggie what?" He said, "Boy, you climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We going to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, sure enough, I climbed out of that campfire, went on back into my L.L. Bean catalog tent, pulled on my cotton drawstring, mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap, and slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals where the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis. Keep your chi moving like Elvis. Man, I was ready for the spiritual sport. So I followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. And we climbed aboard, and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot's seat, and I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. They pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard, and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "this thing fly?" "Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I've turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment, and he just smiled and said to me, he said, "Dude, you drive."